This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy.
It's Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy here on the program. I handle the news. It's always correct. Always factually.
Always 100%.
Factually correct. Everything's pronounced properly. And Jimmy does the sports. And
every time I have to correct it. Every time I correct at least one thing.
This is nice, though. So this is what you said this morning, just moments ago. Oh, I got to turn it up.
4-0. The Sens destroy the Rangers 4-0.
Well, that's not what happened. Carol and Dave, thank you for catching that. The Rangers actually beat the Senators 4-0. So I don't know if that was just a bit of dyslexia or you just wrote it backwards. You had it flip-flopped, so.
Yeah, I had it flip-flopped. I had the score right. It was
the score right, just the wrong teams. Thank you for catching that early today, though.
Yes, because usually people tell us in the 8 o'clock after the last sports.
I don't know. I haven't checked the scores from the Senators and the Rangers game. I don't know who won that. So usually we say it wrong for 3 sportscasts, and then somebody chimes in and goes, oh, that's backwards, by the way.
Thank you so much for correcting me.
I'm
not a sports expert, but I just wrote it down wrong.
We appreciate you listening. You can always text your corrections to 780-989-0957. Cruise Mornings, Grant and Jimmy. This is interesting. You remember the story about the unopened hockey cards?
Yeah.
That sold for $3.7 million. They were discovered at a house in Regina. They think there's multiple Gretzky rookie cards in there. So the guy who ended up winning that auction has spoken out. He's done some interviews, and he says he feels remorse about buying them because he said the person he beat out for the cards, like the runner-up, was devastated about losing, and this guy that ended up winning the auction was talking about how he's not even a collector. He doesn't even really care, but he saw the value in it. And now he's trying to sell them already because he feels guilty and he wants them to go to somebody good. So he says he's only asking what he paid for them, which was $3.7 million. And he's trying to sell them to, he said, Wayne Gretzky, Daryl Cates. He even reached out to Drake at one point.
Oh, wow.
So the guy that won the auction, because he said, well, where'd you get the money from? And he said he inherited a bunch of money from his dead uncle. And I feel like he's got a gambling problem. That's my guess. Like, he winning that auction was a nice rush for him. And then the rush wore off, and he's like, well, I got these stupid hockey cards now. I don't want to deal with these. I'll get my money back. That's what I think's going on here. Because he only wants his money back. And I think the rush of winning the auction wore off. So I thought, is there something you would do for a rush if you were given some money? Let's say somebody writes Jimmy a check today for millions of dollars. Could happen. What would you do for a rush? Is there anything you can think of?
For a rush?
Would you head down to the casino? Throw it in the VLTs? I think you would. Jimmy would for sure have a gambling problem.
Oh, I definitely, yeah.
You already have a gambling problem. No, you don't have any money.
I'm getting better.
Think about it.
I think I'd jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
Yeah?
I'm afraid of heights.
Skydiving?
I've always wanted to do that, but I'm afraid of heights, but I still want to do it. It's weird.
All right. Well, let us know. 780-989-0957. You get gifted a whole bunch of money, and then you get bored with life. What are you doing for a rush? 95.7 Cruise FM, Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. Jersey, what's going on?
So you're talking about if you had some extra money, something that you would do for thrills?
Yeah, let's say somebody gives you inherit a bunch of money and you need to get a rush. What are you going to do?
Okay, so I found this tour from Canmore into the mountains, and I don't ride a motorcycle, but I've always wanted to, and they do sidecar tours.
Ooh.
So you get in the sidecar, and they drive you through the mountains.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you get the little goggles, maybe, too, and a scarf, a leather jacket. Cool. Play the part.
Maybe I could take my dog and put him in a sidecar, too.
Exactly. That's awesome. Thanks, Jersey.
Yeah, have a good day.
95.7 Cruise FM. Cruise mornings, Grant and Jimmy. So we have made some little changes here on Cruise.
Yes.
And I think people have noticed. I mean, we've got social media campaigns running where it's like, you know, try us for 5 songs. We're really leaning into the variety thing. So we are playing some different stuff. We were laughing before we started the show, right before 6 a.m. We were playing Gino Vannelli, Wild Horses. Like,
yes,
that is something new to the station. And so there's been some changes and been some feedback, and some people don't mind it. Some people, you know, don't like change.
Aren't a fan of some of the stuff.
Which is fair. You like what you like and whatever. Brian had texted in this morning and he said, I heard Madonna on your station this morning. Yeah, there was a Madonna song at, I think before the show started even.
Yeah.
I was sitting here prepping the show and I thought, Like a Prayer is playing. Now, that's very rare that you're going to hear Madonna. Maybe a couple times a week you'll hear Madonna, but every once in a while you might hear some Madonna. The kind of the theme of everything is if it has a guitar in it or whatever, we'll play it. We're leaning into the variety. But Brian said, I heard Madonna on your station this morning. What is going on? If you ever play Celine Dion, I will never listen to you again. I want to say, Brian, this is the only time you'll hear Celine Dion is when we talk about her.
Yes. And just so you know, we actually want feedback. If you don't like something, let us know. If you want to hear something different,
Jimmy pushed hard behind the scenes to get more Glass Tiger.
Hey,
we've been playing Glass Tiger every morning. He is Canada's biggest Glass Tiger fan.
I'm even a bigger fan of Glass Tiger than Glass Tiger is.
I told Brian, I said, I'll guarantee you'll never hear Celine Dion unless we're talking about the Titanic. Or we're directly talking about Celine Dion like right now.
Or talking about you not liking Celine Dion. We're kind of being jerks right now.
This is a tune.
I love this song. I still think she could have pulled him onto the door.
Well, you know that wasn't Celine Dion in the movie, right?
I know, but every time I get mad that Jack had to die.
Jimmy watched that movie thinking that was Celine. Celine Dion doesn't have red hair.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
Well, it's budget day in Canada. Time for Justin Trudeau to try to win some love back in Canada. It's the best time for a budget because we've got a divorced dad trying to win some love right now. Justin Trudaddy, he realizes we don't like him so much. And so he's going to buy us a little something to get some affection. Hey, girl, I'm still cool. I'm still cool. Here's a new fur coat, Jimmy. You want one? Oh, you guys want a hospital? Here's two. When you have a government that is desperately clinging on to power, that's the best time to ask for something. I looked it up online to see what people were saying about budget day, and for some reason, the number one tweet that I kept seeing over and over again about budget day was, hey, everyone, it's budget day. Everybody assume the position. Not sure why anyone would say that. I'm sure this budget will be fair and responsible, with no added taxes at all. Almost said that with a straight face.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
This is huge.
Oh, is it?
Yes. All the Star Wars Day stuff, I've let you all know, because I'm so excited. So, what has been released so far that they're going to be doing for Star Wars Day?
Oh, this is for May the 6th?
May the 4th.
Oh.
May the 4th. It's May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be ever in your favor.
Okay, so first, theaters are going to be having a marathon of all 9 Star Wars saga movies. All 9 of them. No way! And like, for the, they're going to have a featurette dealing with the Acolyte, this series coming out. And Disney Plus is also releasing Tales of the Empire. It's like Tales of the Jedi, but it's dealing with 2 different characters.
Whoa!
Yes!
What?
I know.
No way!
And I'm so excited. And they're releasing new Star Wars Lego.
Star Wars Lego?
And with the 20th...
Jimmy.
It's the 25th anniversary of Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. It's also Star Wars Day. And the... you can... I'm doing this. They have Darth Maul Legacy lightsabers that you can get from
the Disney store. I can't handle it anymore.
I know. I've never been more excited about anything in my life.
I can't take anymore. Maybe this is too much nerd back-to-back here. We just did your Star Wars news and now this. This guy from Edmonton, Dave Fermenti, just did something. My initial instinct was to say, cool. Is this cool? He set the high record on the Foo Fighters pinball machine at the Sherbrooke Pub. Getting like national headlines for it. His score on the pinball machine was 6.2 billion. Eventually, this machine, I think, just turned off. Like, he literally got to a point where the machine just reset itself. He reached the limit on it. His wife... Yes, Jimmy, it is possible to be that nerdy and have a wife. She was watching the whole thing. She said he was in the zone, locked right in on that pinball machine, laser focus. Something was in the air that night. Must have been just right. He had the right amount of buzz going. He was just feeling it. Do you pinball? I like the pinball machine.
I used to. I'm not big on arcade games
back
anymore.
In the day when Denizen Hall was around. Remember Denizen Hall?
Yeah.
It was that bar across from where the arena is now. I think before the arena opened, they were there. And there was when they were building Rogers. And they were like the first bar kind of in the last few years in Edmonton to do the arcade thing. And it was awesome. And I used to go there and have some beers and play pinball. My brother-in-law is a crazy good Pac-Man player. So, like, I kind of experienced what must have been happening at the Sherbrooke Pub this night when this guy broke this record, because I watched my brother-in-law, like, break records on Pac-Man.
Yeah.
And it is a weird focus that people get when they're locked into these games. So, just like Sam Gagner on his 8-point night, this guy, Dave, was in the zone playing pinball. 6.2 billion. Well done. We'll move on from the nerd stuff now. 95.7 Cruise FM. How's she going? It's Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. So I recently made a change in life. The family and I moved out of the city onto an acreage. And we've gotten a bunch of animals. We got a bunch of space. We got about 6 acres. A barn and a whole bunch of space. So decided to get some animals. 2 sheep who are pregnant. So I'm going to have more sheep next week. Not next week, next month likely. So that's exciting. We got chickens.
So when are you opening the petting zoo?
You're not allowed out there near the sheep, Jimmy. When we got chickens, somebody was like, I got these ducks. Do you want ducks? I can't take care of them. They had them in their like house, and there's 3 ducks, and they're like, they're too big. They shouldn't be in a house. They need space. And so we're like, I'll take the ducks. Sure. The girls wanted ducks, and we have a pond. So got these ducks, and they're kind of fun. I didn't want ducks. I was kind of against them because I was like, I don't want the eggs. They're useless to me. But I'm having a good time with the ducks. They're silly. And I think I'm like their mother duck now, too. They come running to me and stuff. And what you do with ducks is at the end of the night, you have to put them in their little house or they'll get eaten. And they get trained really fast when it's like starts to get dark out and they start to come out from the pond and go to their house. What I'm trying to do right now. Yeah, I didn't put this song in. It just happened. I wasn't going to talk about this, but the song was coming up. I'm doing a little TikTok series where I'm seeing how long it takes for the ducks to go to their house whenever I play this song. So at the end of the night, I start playing Closing Time, and I'm trying to get the ducks to go to their house whenever they hear it. It's very thrilling stuff. So that big NASA announcement happened yesterday. As expected, Jimmy... There were no aliens brought out.
I knew it. There's no such thing.
No, aliens exist. I knew they probably wouldn't, like, bring one out. But when you see NASA say major press conference, there is a part of you that's like, maybe today Maybe today they bring one out. They're like, here's Carl. He's an alien. It might happen eventually. I'm holding out hope, Jimmy. I'm not giving up on this one. The announcement from NASA was that they are going to revise their plans for the mission to Mars. So they want to bring back samples that those rovers that have been ripping around up there. Those rovers have been collecting samples for a few years now. And they want to bring those back to Earth and then auction them off. Or study them, whatever. The mission is expected to cost between $8 to $11 billion. And not expected to be completed until 2040. 2040. It's 2024. That's too long. And that's what they said. They said, we realistically, like, to have a mission like that end in 2040, it's too far away. Nobody's going to give us $11 billion for something that won't be done by 2040. So they said the big announcement was they're revising these plans. They're bringing it back to life, and they're going to try to make it shorter. Because by 2040, I expect to be living on the Mars, but on Mars by then, don't you? Like, you grew up as a child of the Jetsons, watching the Jetsons and stuff.
With the flying cars. And
yeah. When you were in grade 8 for the fifth time, what did you think we'd be doing in 2024?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we'd be flying.
Yeah.
Flying cars. We'd be...
I think most people expected
to be... We'd be living on another planet.
On Mars already. Now they're saying 2040 we might be able to bring some rocks back from Mars? Get with it. So it's a story, Jimmy. Samsung is the world's number one phone seller again.
Yeah, it kicked out Apple. So, because what it is China actually...
China.
Yeah. Is buying less of the Apple phones, so they're buying more Samsung. What's that?
I've heard from people that if you go to China, like, nobody has a Samsung or an Apple phone. They just have, like, these rip-off versions that look exactly like an iPhone. Because they're making them there, and they just make their own.
But
also, the Huawei phones are huge in China, right? Because it's government-owned, basically. The Huawei phones are, like, supposed to be so high-tech and so user-friendly and awesome. The downside is the Chinese government spying on you and stealing all your information. So you got to weigh out the really good camera with all your personal information being stolen.
Yeah.
So it's a real, you know, give or take there.
Yeah, I'd hate it if they stole the Jedi Jimmy podcast.
Samsung, number one phone seller in the world. We're both Apple men in this room.
Yeah.
One of the main reasons for that is, for me, user-friendly. It's easy. I don't care about all the different things you can do on it. Like, I have friends with Androids, and they're like, look at this, so I can do this. And I'm like, I go on my phone to text, I take pictures, and I use social media,
iMessage, and all that kind of stuff.
Because I have a group chat with some friends in Saskatchewan. We've had it for years, and we finally included another friend of ours who has an Android, and it's just not the same with the green bubbles, and there's always messages missing. Yeah, that's a part of the reason I have an iPhone is for the iMessage,
because
the group chats.
But the funny thing about this with that is markets depend on the Chinese sales, because there's such a huge population, right? If they stop buying something, it can ruin a company.
That's why I think you need to market your Jedi Jimmy podcast to China better.
Yeah.
That's like, why your numbers haven't taken off.
What I should do is I should change the subtitles to Chinese.
Or just do it in Mandarin. You speak the language. You might as well do the podcast in English and Mandarin. It's a good opportunity for you anyways. Think about it. Cruise mornings. Brent. That's me. And Jimmy.
That's me.
That's him. I am your fast food insider, and there's some exciting developments happening here today. This is breaking news, breaking, woo, that's the ticker. After a couple years of testing it out, Tim Hortons is going to expand their pizza to across Canada. Isn't that exciting, Jimmy?
That is exciting.
Don't you feel it? Don't you feel the heat? They've been trying it out for 2 years in Winnipeg, Calgary, and then somewhere in Mississauga in Ontario.
I'm kind of disappointed, because why didn't they do it here? We brought the McRib.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
We're good testers. You know, we do that well, but this is going to be expanded nationally. So you will get your paws on some Tim Hortons pizza. It's interesting. I bet it's good. It's a flatbread pizza, obviously, and they've decided on four different flavors. So there's cheese, pepperoni, bacon, everything, and then chicken parmesan pizza. So, you know, you go get your double-double, I mean, large double-double, pack of Timbits, and large pepperoni pizza. It seems weird. I'll admit that. It feels weird to get that, but I think it's going to work. Talking about Tim Hortons launching their pizza nationally, expanding it across Canada. You'll be able to go get a flatbread pizza, pepperoni, bacon, everything. And there was a chicken one there as well, I believe.
Yeah.
And we're talking about that. And, of course, we get the text in to 780-989-0957. Forget the Timmy's pizza. Let's get the McDonald's pizza back. That's always like people's number one wish when we talk about what do you want brought back, restaurants or whatever. When we were trying to get the McRib back, which was successful, people were like, no, we want the pizza. I gotta ask, was the pizza that good, Jimmy, or is that nostalgia?
I don't remember the pizza.
No,
I actually don't remember.
You were too busy eating fish fillets. Jimmy was a fish fillet boy. The White Clan would roll up to McDonald's in Lethbridge and just get an order of fish fillets for the family.
There's a McDonald's in Tabor.
Was there a McDonald's in Tabor when you were a kid?
High school.
Really, hey? Tabor's like the big city. I didn't know that. That's the end of our podcast, Jimmy.
You can listen to our show tomorrow.
Catch us live every morning on 95.7 Cruise FM.